Hi, this is Chris Lilly, and come see me at the BBQ Smokedown at Chicagoland Speedway. And you're on the road with Dane at WGN.
Right, 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago. And on the line with us, we've got one of the biggest names and personalities in barbecue, author, restaurateur, multi-world champion, and barbecue Hall of Famer, the one and only Chris Lilly. Welcome to WGN.
Great to be here, Dane.
It's great to talk to you at any point, because what it is that you do, where you do it, and kind of everything that you've got going on, you know, we all sort of live vicariously through Chris Lilly, right? All the stuff you get to do.
You know, I cook barbecue. That's what I do, and it's amazing the places I go and the people I get to meet because I cook barbecue. I couldn't ask for a better job. You know, it's always outdoors. It's always festive. If I'm not having a good time, I'm not doing my job. That is the life of a barbecue man.
But it wasn't always that way. And of course, getting into May here, it is National Barbecue Month. And here in Chicago, we know this. You know, we're standing in snowdrifts, grilling and barbecuing out in the backyard and on the deck. And so it's not like we need a specific day or month in order to kind of get the barbecue on. But it wasn't always that way. You know, when you look at, and we've talked, and some of the media stuff that you've done, and you getting into it, you know, Big Bob Gibson's had a great name and reputation, and you took it to where it is, or helped take it, of course, you know, as humble as possible. And of course, it's a great team. But you didn't get into it just to have a great time, right? You thought it'd be a great career, but it's really turned into it. The whole barbecue thing has turned into something else.
It sure has, you know, absolutely. When I got into it, I was learning the business. You know, my time was spent in the pit rooms at 5:30 a.m. in the morning all the way through lunch. So I'd learn the back of the house in the morning and the cooking aspect, and then the front of the house and the management aspect in the afternoon. Barbecue's long hours. It's dedication. It's, you know, it's not only long time cooking, but then, you know, you count in service and running a restaurant on top of it. It will monopolize your time. So you better believe I put in a lot of time, and still put in a lot of time in the pit room, you know, cooking not only at the restaurant, but for a lot of the travel jobs that I do, doing experiments and practicing, honing my skills in the pit room at Big Bob Gibson Barbecue in Decatur, Alabama. Still do that.
Still doing that to this day on a regular basis. The restaurant business, regardless of what kind of business, is one of the toughest businesses out there. And you do have to really be hardwired to do it, because it is, you know, I think some people would see it as, you know, it's a huge time commitment. It's risky on the business side as well. Barbecue is one of those really great ones, and you have a great following, and it's well deserved. And part of it is sort of that ambassador of the barbecue world. So you're getting out there, you're going to some of these events, you get people to kind of share what it is that that they do. And barbecue is one of those, I think, when it comes to, you know, areas of the food space that is really, really unique. I mean, I cover and talk to people, you know, whether it's like the pastry chef at Le Cirque or a barbecue Hall of Famer. And not everybody who loves what it is that they're eating aspires to do it. But barbecue is unique, where people really feel like they've got another connection, not only just in loving and enjoying it, but they really want to get out there, get hands on and be a part of it.
You are exactly right. And, you know, it shows every time I do some of these events. You know, this time of year, my schedule is insane with travel. But gosh, it's so rewarding getting out there, talking to the people and meeting people who, and you know, I not only teach and tell them, you know, how I do barbecue, but I actually learn as well. You know, it's almost trading information with all the people out there that cook barbecue in their backyards. So it's a fantastic hobby. Be careful, because it is addicting, especially if you're doing it well.
Well, May is a time when a lot happens, certainly the recognition on the calendar side, but also Memphis in May, which is, you know, one of those world champion events that everybody who loves barbecue loves to talk about, be a part of. So very lucky few have had the opportunity to win it. You have done it multiple times. Talk a little bit about what it is, you know, because there are things that people even ask me, you know, on the competition side. So what's it like? And typically on a lot of these, you know, there isn't really a public facing entertainment side to barbecue, but Memphis in May, I mean, it's a whole thing.
Oh, it definitely is. It is just about a week long, you know, trip. You know, it carves out that much of your life, you know, by the time you load in and then load out. But it is, you know, 270 barbecue teams from all over the country, some from all over the world come in and you know, cook all week, and culminates in a judging on Saturday. And then you've got tourists and people, enthusiasts from all over, not just Memphis, to come in and see this really cool event right on the river at Tom Lee Park, right below Beale Street in Memphis. And it's definitely experience, but it'll test you as well. You know, you've got judges, you know, from all over, you know, coming in to tell you just how good your barbecue is, and you've got to be on your game, especially mentally, to get through that week and put your best product in front of the judges. It's a one-of-a-kind experience.
You know, we cover bucket list things, whether it's on the sports, whether it's motorsports, whether it's just experiences, you know, let's say the Kentucky Derby or something, you know, things that people can get in there, have a family road trip, get in the car and get out there and experience it. And so Memphis in May is one of those that is coming up, and it's there. But for you, if listeners are hearing this, they love barbecue and they want to really kind of experience, you know, one of those events, and it doesn't have to necessarily just be a contest, but it could be like a festival that's based around barbecue. Do you have maybe one or two you think they should start with to get a good taste?
Well, I tell you what, I can tell them a few events that I'm going to be out in the next few months, and they can just come talk to me about barbecue all they want. How about that?
That sounds great.
So this Saturday, I'm going to be in Naperville, Illinois at Ace Hardware, cooking up barbecue. I'm going to do steaks and bacon-wrapped basil-stuffed shrimp and answering all the barbecue questions. Then the weekend of the 17th is Memphis and May World Barbecue Championship in Memphis. I've got the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival at the end of the month, which would be the 1st of June, the 30th and 31st of May, 1st of June. So I'll be in Atlanta cooking several events at the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival. And then I get to come see you, my friend. I am going to Chicago the end of June, the 28th and 29th. I'm going to be hanging out with Dane and the gang at and enjoying NASCAR at the Speedway and doing barbecue demos and teaching and preaching my love for barbecue and just spreading the good information. So that's coming up.
Oh, it is going to be great. It's one of those great ways to combine two things that go together. So many people on the racing side are fans of what it is that you guys do on the barbecue side. And of course, vice versa, right? You know, you're a big racing fan and love what it is that they do. I mean, as far as that goes, is that one of those great things? I think tailgating situation, we said it for the listeners too. You come to a Bears game, you can go maybe 2 hours before the game and you do everything that you need. Nothing wrong with it. Tailgates are great. We love all of them. But on the racing side, for a Sunday race, you can get out there on Wednesday and start your tailgate.
What are you talking about? Absolutely. You know, tailgating for me is year-round. There's really no barbecue season for me. So, I mean, I'm going to be hanging out. I'm going to be tailgating. I'm going to be cooking, hanging out at the NASCAR race. The next weekend, I'm going to be at the All-Star game in Cleveland tailgating. Before the All-Star game, Cook doing a gig with Kingsford in Major League Baseball. That's my life, tailgating and having fun and enjoying life and cocktails and friends and family around the charcoal grill. Not too shabby.
And I know that it's work, right? It's certainly in a career, and you have had the greatest success in it. But it sounds like everybody else's idea of a good time is you working, but of course you're helping to provide that great time as well with so much great food. And of course, we want to mention, too, Operation Barbecue Relief. Our good friend Stan Hayes is going to be a big part of that weekend as well. And with Ray Lampe and Myron Mixon, and we're going to be raising a lot of awareness and some funds while we have some fun at Chicagoland Speedway at the BBQ Smokedown. Last thing, and I saw on some of the social media, you do, Chris, and for the listeners, talking with Chris Lilly, Barbecue Hall of Famer from Big Bob Gibson's down there in Decatur, Alabama. And you get questions from all over the place where people are asking about what kind of grill you have at home and what kind of setup you've got. People were even asking about the PK grill, which is a...
Yep.
So what is it? What does a Chris Lilly have at home that he cooks when he's just out back?
Oh, gosh. You know, my wife would, if it was up to my wife, I would have about half or a fourth of the grills and smokers that I have out back. You know, it almost looks like a grill graveyard out back.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've got so many. But doing what I do, you think about it, doing what I do and the traveling that I do and the questions that I get from people, I have to be able to cook and have cooked on just about every cooking apparatus there is. And I've got one of just about every one of them. So, you know, when you go out on my back porch, I'll tell you exactly what you're going to see. You'll probably see two ceramics, a big green egg, and a Komodo Kamado. There'll be a PK grill out there.
Nice.
There'll be a Weber charcoal summit. I even have a tandoor if you want to, you know, if you want to cook some naan bread and have some big shrimp skewers or whatever. I've got, again, I've got a open fireplace back there if we want to do some cast iron cooking as well. So, you know, I've got one of just about everything. And it really depends on what I'm cooking that determines which one I select to use that evening. Or, you know, if I haven't fired up one in a while, I'll fire it up, you know, just to, for a change of pace as well.
It's almost kind of like people who collect cars. You know, like Jay Leno's got that big, you know, garage filled with all of his cars and classic cars and sports cars, and they can all do different things and are beloved for different reasons. It's the same thing for Chris Lilly out back on the deck. And if you're lucky enough to be out on the deck out back with him, that's what you'll see. You can see him all the time when he's not traveling, of course, at Big Bob Gibson's in Decatur, Alabama. And you're going to see him here in Naperville. That's absolutely awesome. Coming up, you'll be right in Chicagoland, and then specifically at Chicagoland Speedway for the BBQ Smokedown at the end of June. We are excited, Chris Lilly. For those people who want to keep up with your adventures on social media and all of that stuff, where can they find you?
I am at Chris Lilly BBQ across all social media platforms. The restaurant is at Big Bob Gibson BBQ, and you can find us at BigBobGibson.com or just, heck, road trip to Decatur, Alabama, and come visit us right here on site.
Oh, make the pilgrimage. Chris, thanks so much for what you're doing. Can't wait to see you later on in the summer and, of course, in Naperville today. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Take care, my friend.